science fiction serial for radio, written by Steve Gallagher. Episode 1.
Babylon greets you and wishes you a pleasant stay. Please disembark from your craft and move through into the reception lobby as soon as possible. Babylon's own pilots will move your spacecraft to one of our parking zones and supervise the transport of your luggage.
The Hotel Babylon greets you and wishes you a pleasant stay. Please disembark from your craft and move through into the reception lobby as soon as possible. Babylon's own pilots will move your spacecraft to one of our parking zones and supervise the transport. Assessment of damaged spacecraft.
The Hotel Babylon greets you and wishes you a
maintenance control alert. All available maintenance engineers report to Dock 215 for emergency assessment of damaged spacecraft.
Babylon's own pilots will move your spacecraft to one of our parking zones and supervise the
maintenance control alert. All available maintenance engineers report to Dock 215 for emergency assessment.
Welcome to the Hotel Babylon. You are now in the docking hangar and within the territorial jurisdiction of the Babylon asteroid, the nearest orbiting object to the spectacular red sun at the heart of the dead system of Persephone. The dim fires of Persephone itself will warm and thrill you as you gaze down from your suite on the boiling gases below, secure in a complex which is strengthened by the rock structures of the asteroid. No comfort is overlooked, no pleasure beyond reach. The Hotel Babylon exists only for your recreation. Please move through into the reception area where our staff will be waiting to meet you.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Where the hell's Persephone?
No. I'm damn sure it's nowhere along the course we were following.
Who cares? We got here in one piece, didn't we?
Oh, speak for yourself. I feel like I've been stepped into a dog's basket for the last 15 hours.
Oh, come on, Kyle. This ship isn't built to go dropping through black holes, and you know it.
Not with these antique crash bubbles as the only protection for the crew, it isn't.
And what about the spacers down below? All they've got is webbing.
Who cares about spacers? Call the iceberg.
Who?
Call the captain.
Why?
Tell you we're in one piece.
So who cares about bridge officers?
Scordia? Kyle? Anybody alive down there?
I'm alive and Kyle's complaining, so I guess that means he's okay.
I'm not joking. We were too wide for the black hole. We left a chunk of the hull behind.
How the hell did we manage that?
Not out of choice, I assure you. The gravity field just peeled it off us as we squeezed through.
Any idea where the hole threw us out?
Well, you've heard as much as I have. The Hotel Babylon in the system of Persephone, wherever that is.
Sounds like a fun place for a stopover anyway.
I'm glad you think so. While you're about it, you can be thinking about who's going to pay for all this.
Well, aren't we insured?
Not at the rates we'd need to support us in a rich man's paradise.
So we'll move out to somewhere cheaper.
Well, like where? You heard the drivel on the greetings tape? We're on an asteroid hotel in a dead system and we're sitting in half a ship. They can screw us for everything we've got.
Which isn't much, so why worry?
I'm the captain. It's my job to worry. You two monkeys get onto your jobs and check the passengers. I'm going to have another try at raising some reply from the hotel.
Monkeys.
It explains why they pay us peanuts.
Look, it's not going to take both of us to do the rounds. Why don't you get after her and find out what she's playing at?
We know what she's playing at. She's trying to raise the hotel. She doesn't need help for that.
She needs careful instructions to get all her fingers in her gloves. Just go and look over her shoulder, make sure she's got the right key open.
I know what you're after. You want to go and help that girl tear out of her crash bubble. Some excuse to get your hands all over her.
I probably won't need much of an excuse. I can't see that dried-up shrimp Kitty Vale giving her much fun on the voyage so far. She'll probably drag me into the bubble with her.
I'd rather take my chances back through the black hole. The kid's a vamp.
A what?
A gold digger. You just put your finger on it. The only thing that Kiddyvale can offer her is his money.
So she can have his money and my body. Then everyone's happy.
I can't bear to watch you drooling like this. You check the passengers, I'll join the captain.
I'll check them both. Especially Claire.
Captain? Ella?
Hi, Scort. Where's your slimy friend?
Kyle's doing his PR act with our employers. I came out to see how you were getting on.
I suppose he told you I wouldn't be able to manage alone.
No, nothing like that.
No, he's a creep and a sexist throwback. And I know all about the petition he tried to get up against me last tour.
You heard about that?
I heard you wouldn't sign it as well. There's not much I miss around here. Look, I can't get past this damn door.
Where does it lead?
Out of the dock and into the reception lobby. At least it's supposed to. But it's not opening. Try it.
The Babylon management apologizes, but there are certain formalities which must be cleared before you may be admitted. Please bear with us, and we'll get them out of the way as soon as we can.
What formalities?
God only knows. I tried calling from the ship, but nobody answered. Nobody's talking to us except these damn machines. Every time I hit the plate, it's the same.
The Babylon management apologizes, but there are certain formalities which must be cleared before you may be admitted.
See what I mean?
Please bear with us.
A crippled ship comes limping in with no warning. We popped into existence from somewhere on the other side of the galaxy with our computers set to head for the nearest safe settlement, and nobody even comes to take a look. That warning that sounded when we first pulled in, there should have been a team of maintenance engineers checking us out by now. Damn it, Scort, we could blow up and take half the asteroid with us, and they're not even showing an interest.
Maybe they're checking to see if we're rich enough to get in.
Oh, forget it, then.
It's probably something really simple.
Well, simple or not, it stinks. Nobody hedges when a ship in distress appears.
Why not get Kiddyvale out to speak to them? If he's rich enough to charter us, they should be on the same wavelength.
I'm not so sure about Kiddyvale.
What do you mean?
I mean, he hasn't got the manners or the confidence of a playboy.
At his age and with his money, who needs them?
His age I can't argue with, but I think the money's bluff.
Bluff?
Gilt-edged bluff. That security bag he carries around, the one he used to pay the charter deposit, he makes out it's full of currency crystals. I think it's empty.
You've seen inside it?
No. I got curious and made a check as we were setting off. One of the casinos in Vegas was missing a cashier and a good time girl from the cocktail bar. The amount they made off with was barely enough to cover our deposit.
What? You mean we're transporting a couple of cheapskate crooks and treating them like millionaires?
We might be. It's just a suspicion. Nothing I can prove. Yes.
The agents will love this.
Kyle will probably send them a petition about it, recommending himself as my replacement, naturally.
I wouldn't worry about him.
I don't. Sometime he'll slip up, and he won't know what's hit him. All that's worrying me is, why are we sitting here on the outside when we should be in the hotel?
The Babylon management apologizes, but there are certain formalities which must be cleared before you may be admitted. Please bear with us, and we'll get them out of the way as soon as we can.
Are you feeling any better?
No. I feel like my lungs are inside out.
I won't be a minute. Somebody's calling.
It's about time.
All right, I'm coming.
Everybody all right in here?
What does it sound like?
It sounds like somebody's trying to turn his lungs inside out.
I'm glad you think it's funny.
Be glad we're all alive instead. What about you?
I'm fine.
I can see that. What's been going on here? Nobody's told us anything.
Just to get strapped in and pray. Are all you charter voyages like this, Mr. Kyle?
The company isn't always so pleasant. And it's pretty rare to lose half our drive capability on the way.
Lose what? Look, why didn't you tell us about this?
I'm telling you now. We had some kind of fault, an explosion and a short fire back in the drive service section. Nobody knows what went or what caused it. All we could tell was that we hadn't a hope of reaching a fraction of our target speed. At our top rate, it would have taken us 50 years to reach the nearest inhabited system.
Why not sit tight and call for rescue?
That would bring it down to 30 years. Message travels limited by light speed.
So what did we do? Where are we now?
We took a gamble. We looked for the nearest dark star and jumped into it.
Huh. Did that answer the question?
A black hole's got a massive gravity field. You know that time and space are two different expressions of a single concept.
What?
It's basic Einstein, whoever he was.
Time and space are both affected in the presence of gravity. They're all locked together. You can't define one without the other two, and when one bends, the other bends
with
it.
Just cut the degree course and tell us what happened.
A black hole causes a massive local distortion of the normal shape of space-time. We dropped through the fringe of this and popped out in another part of the universe. We had the ship's computer run through all the possible options and pick us somewhere we'd have a good chance of reaching.
Which is?
The Hotel Babylon in the system of Persephone, wherever the hell that is. And don't ask me where it is, because it's way off my sector.
How long before we can get back on the way to Porphyria?
No way I can say. We were damaged before we went into the hole, and we were more damaged when we came out. Left a fair piece of the ship behind. I doubt we could do much more than limp between moons.
Well, what are we talking about? Hours? Days?
Could be months.
Months?
Well, standard ones anyway. I don't know what the local periods are. You don't seem to realize we've made it through a major disaster here, and all you've got out of it is a good shaking and the dry heaves. Just to make things perfect, you haven't even been dumped on some stinkpot of a munitions planet or a farmer's moon thigh-deep in cow dung. You've rolled up in the foyer of a luxury hotel. I'm going the diplomatic way about it, but the point I'm trying to make is that it's a cue for relief and celebration, and not a Greek chorus.
Greek chorus?
Greeks, they're big lizards on Epsilon 5. Make the most god-awful racket you ever heard.
I'll sue.
Really?
Yeah, and don't try to persuade me otherwise.
That's your right, I suppose, of course. I suppose you'll be citing captain's negligence.
Is that the usual form?
Captain has to carry the can for whatever happens to the ship.
Then that's what I'll do.
Well, I'm pleased to see you're taking such a positive attitude. When you're ready, make your way through to the reception lobby. Scotty and the captain are up there already. I'll be joining them when I've checked on the spacers. I wouldn't mention the legal business right now, not to the captain. She'll have plenty on her mind as it is. If you want any advice, just come to me. See you later.
Well, that's it. We're not going to get away with it.
And what makes you so optimistic?
Now, you heard him. A luxury hotel. But you can't even breathe without credit.
That's no reason to go jumping out of the airlock.
Oh, we had a good run out of it, but did you ever really think we could get away?
Now, just a minute, Kitty Vale. I've not come this far just to give in and turn back. What do you think they'll have waiting for us if we get dragged back to Vegas?
We could offer to return the credit.
We couldn't live three lifetimes and hope to repay what we took in that rigged game. Cashiers and cocktail hoppers just don't pull that kind of money. We both wanted to get out, and we're out. No way am I going back.
We've got barely enough to pay off the charter.
Forget that. We pay them nothing after what's happened.
So we can afford maybe a week at Hotel Babylon prices.
A week to plan the next move we make. Who cares about Porphyria? It was just a name picked off a chart.
But how are we going to live?
It's a hotel, right? And hotels have casinos. What we did once, we can do again.
And run again?
Yes, and run again. Oh. What's the matter with that? We did it before. We'll improve with practice.
Well, where's it all going to end?
When we fall over and die like everything else. You make me sick. You want your whole life mapped out and handed to you in a package. Regular savings in the pension scheme were invented for people like you.
All right. I will do whatever you say.
I think you've missed the point, but it's a start. Get the crystals, and we'll go on up to the lobby.
On your feet, spacers.
Up yours, Kyle.
Yeah, shove it, Kyle.
Glad to see everybody's happy. Where's Willis?
Who cares?
He's monkeying with a computer lash-up you had him do. The one that nearly got us all killed.
If you want to make a complaint, make it formal and make sure you spell the captain's name right. She's sensitive. Sarek, go and get Willis.
Why?
So you can all pool your knowledge and reach half-wit status, and because I've got officer stripes and you're a spacer. Also because you've got to haul your backsides up to the hotel lobby for the free drinks and peanuts.
Free drinks?
You stay where you are. I want to talk to you. Move it, Sarek.
Yeah, jumped up little creep.
I had a two-syllable word somewhere in there. You're improving. All right, Kane. What the hell went wrong?
We had a bit of an accident.
Damn right we did. You were supposed to foul up the drive enough to slow us down, not blow the back end of the ship away.
I didn't exactly plan it like that. The computer kicked in with a course correction while I had the dampers out. The tube started to overheat, so the damn machine jettisoned the drive. It happened so fast there was nothing I could do.
So we end up doing a black hole drop and Ella Desmond saves the day with a plan that's a shade more chancy than suicide.
Maybe you can still make her look bad.
What, after this? I can do my best. There's not much hope. Not when Kitty Vale thinks it through and comes to the conclusion that she saved his neck. That kind of consideration can be awfully persuasive when you're giving character references.
What are you going to do now?
Let it all blow over and wait for another chance. The agents have got short memories. All we need is a few charters brought in over bunches, a few deadlines missed, nothing obvious.
You'll still need me.
What's the matter? You're feeling unwanted.
I'm feeling insolvent.
It's likely to persist. And if you don't like it, just remember who it was had the dampers out when we waved goodbye to the number two tube.
I've been talking to Sarath, like you said.
And?
He's with us. Same conditions as me. Full share in the rackets we set up when you get command. Drugs, spice, everything.
What about Willis?
I haven't talked to Willis.
When are you going to?
I'm not.
But I thought...
Look, Kyle, let's leave Willis out of it. There's something strange about him, and I don't know what it is. The less I have to do with him, the better I like it.
I'd be happy with all the spaces behind me.
Yeah, well, in a perfect world, maybe that's the kind of thing you can hope for. Right now, you'll have to make do with Sarath and me. What about Scordia?
He's my problem. I'll do him up at the same time as Captain Desmond.
When?
I'm watching for the chance. Might turn up while we're at the hotel. Might be later.
If you're lining up something kind of final, you could think of including Kitty Vale as well.
Why?
He's greased.
Anybody who can charter an inter-system cruiser all to himself has got to be well off.
Yeah, but they don't all lug it around with them in negotiable crystals, right?
All right, I'll think about it.
Do that. Now, where are the free drinks?
What about the other two?
They can find their own way.
Right. Fine.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Why aren't they letting us in?
We are in.
Only if you want to get technical. Are they afraid we'll mess up the carpets?
I don't know what's happening. The captain's trying to raise somebody to speak to us, but so far there's nothing. The doors just don't open. Hi, Willis.
Mr. Scott here.
Everything okay with the computer hookup in the ship?
Well, good as you can expect after what we went through. I broke it all down again.
Shame. I wanted to take a look at the rig that saved all our lives.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm thanking you.
Corky, over here a minute.
See you later.
Damn quick job you did, getting everything pulled apart like that.
I like to keep everything neat.
Almost like you didn't want anybody else to get sight of it close up.
Why should I want to do that?
I'm wondering. Couldn't be that you built a bias into the selection system, could it? Something that would give you some control over where we ended up.
The captain asked me for a fast program to make a random selection for the safest option, the one that was most accessible. That's all I did.
Yeah, but what I'm wondering is, how come the safest and most accessible target happens to be over on the far side of the galaxy from where we are headed?
Oh, don't ask me, ask the computer.
Too damn late now, isn't it? You've dismantled the links in the program.
I like everything.
Neat, yeah. Too damn neat, Willis.
Please yourself. I do my job, that's all.
Any progress?
Not an inch. I keep calling for somebody who knows what's happening, but there's still no reply.
I don't get it. Big hotel and no service. It doesn't add up.
Maybe we were supposed to use the tradesman's entrance.
They must know the state we're in. Scordia, break it down.
What?
The door. Get us in somehow.
But it's a steel plate airlock.
I'm not saying you should put your shoulder to it. Just find a way to get us through.
Sure. Any ideas, Kyle?
Put a spacer onto it.
Right.
Make it Willis. He's good at the unorthodox stuff.
Willis!
I hope you're enjoying this, Kyle.
What makes you say that, Captain?
Not one of my paranoid fantasies. Make a note of it.
Something I can do?
Yeah, take a look at this door, will you? See if there's any way we can get it open from this side.
Mm. What have you tried so far?
Banging my head against it, mainly.
And that didn't work?
Just get on with it, spacer.
Yes, boss. To one of our parking centers and supervise the transport of your luggage.
Did you hear the captain?
Hear what?
She's getting some kind of complex. She thinks everybody's against her.
Not everybody, just you. And that's not a complex, that's being perceptive. Why can't you just lay off for a while? She's made some damn good decisions on this trip. She deserves better.
Yeah. That's what bothers me.
Need a hand with that, Willis?
I can manage.
Can you do it?
Yes, sir, I can do it.
The hard part is getting the plate off. Cheap work always gives you problems.
Cheap work? In a place like this?
That's always the way. Expensive tinsel and lies. Nobody knowing what's underneath. I mean, look at this.
Good work, Willis. Follow through and you clear up.
What's the secret of your success, Willis?
Irregular features and a lack of education.
You think somebody's out to impress us?
They managed it.
Elegance by the yard. What kind of people spend their lives in places like this?
Not our kind.
And this is only the lobby. What's the rest of it going to be like?
And, how's the captain going to justify the expense?
Don't encourage me to evil thoughts.
Kiddyvale and Taylor are just leaving the ship. Where's the captain?
Over by the comm point, still trying to get an answer from somebody.
Any luck?
Ask her.
This is Ella Desmond of the private charter, Spotter. Something funny?
No, sorry.
I still can't raise anyone. It's like the place was deserted.
Well, maybe it is.
It can't be. There are lights, music, fresh air. If you pull out of a place like this, you put it under wraps. You don't leave it to run itself down.
But so far, we've only seen the dock and the lobby. Look at all those archways down the side walls. All dark.
Hey, look what happened.
All dark except one.
The lights came on as soon as Sarrett stepped through the arch.
Everything must be rigged to sensors. Body heat or biocapacitance, something like that. You'd never need to switch on a light.
It sounds typical of this kind of place. You spend a fortune to save yourself some tiny effort.
Well, maybe everything's sensor-linked, even the Muzak.
Dreary stuff. I wish it would stop. Hey.
Well, somebody seems to be listening.
Yeah. But who?
Get everybody down here. It's time we found out what the Hotel Babylon's all about.
I told you, don't tremble. You're supposed to be a rich playboy. You're supposed to be in your element here.
I don't feel anything like a rich playboy.
You don't look anything like one either. Fake it.
I'm going to be sick.
You're going to be strangled.
Look at the place. It's bigger than anything we ever saw in Vegas. What are we going to do?
We're going to survive. Now, that's not too ambitious, is it?
This is Scortier calling the lobby. Have I pressed the right damn button yet?
Hearing you, Scort. What have you found?
More lobbies. Exactly like the one we started from. They're strung out all in a line, and everyone's got an airlock door. But presumably there's a spacecraft dock on the other side. I can't open it to see.
The spacers are checking on that territory, so don't worry about it. Any sign of the place being lived in?
Nothing.
Okay. Keep looking.
Is there a problem, Captain?
You might call it that, but there's no actual danger. Only that we seem to be the only people in the hotel.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I can't actually think of any other way of putting it. Are you all right?
The fresh air makes him lightheaded. Where are the others?
I've split everybody up, given them different areas to search. Scortier's covering this level. Kyle and Sarrett are above. Kane and Willis are below. Nobody's seen anything to suggest we're not alone. And more to the point, there is nothing to suggest why it should be that way. Excuse me. Hearing you.
Willis here.
You found something?
Not really. I'm down on the utility levels. They go for miles. There's lots of bays and service areas, but no ships, other than ours. There's a network of service passages linking everything together. And I found some crew quarters, but they're all cleaned out.
Still the same picture, then.
But why?
Well, maybe the place went bust. Once you've woken up to one red sun, you've seen them all.
I don't think so.
Why not?
A couple of things. First, you notice how fresh the air is.
Everybody has.
So? Why? None of the rooms comes alive unless somebody steps into them. And that goes for the air recirculation as well. If the Babylon had been empty for any length of time, it would have been as stale as ditch water for the first half hour or so. But it isn't.
Anything else?
Oh, lots of things. Hot water in the pipes, no dust, no fungus. I'd say the place has been cleared sometime during the past couple of days.
I see. Any idea why, Willis?
Yeah. I'll have to ask somebody else.
There is nobody.
What about the Babylon?
I've been trying since we arrived.
You've been trying to get hold of somebody on the staff. I'm saying you should talk to the hotel direct.
You think that would work?
It might. The Babylon certainly seems to be aware of us.
Just give me a minute, will you? Ella Desmond of the Spotter requesting to speak to the Hotel Babylon.
At your service, Miss Desmond.
Oh, wow.
Can you give me some information?
It will be my pleasure. I exist to serve.
I've noticed. I couldn't help noticing. Well, there don't seem to be any guests around the place.
The Hotel Babylon takes pride in its exclusivity.
And no staff, either.
Our staff are selected and trained for their ability to remain discreet and unobtrusive.
In fact, there's nobody in the damn place but us.
You are most observant, Miss Desmond.
Mind telling me why?
It's nothing you should worry about.
Let's say I'm curious.
Everything's in hand.
Curious to the extent that my stay is being spoiled.
That would never do. I reassure you, there is plenty of time.
Time for what?
To withdraw to a place of safety, as the others have done. The meteor strike, which will destroy the hotel, is unlikely to occur for at least 20 hours.
The Babylon Run by Steve Gallagher. You can hear episode 2 at the same time next Thursday.